Man in the Iron Mask.
King Louis's plot is now well underway. Already his twin brother Edmund and his wife Marguerite are on their way to the coast, ready to make their way to the island where Edmund will spend the rest of his life in imprisonment. But it will be a happy imprisonment, for he will have Marguerite with him. However, he does not realize that Louis plots to have him brought back to the mainland, so that he, Louis, can go to the island masquerading as Edmund, and for the purpose of deceiving the wife, Marguerite, to whom he is greatly attracted, although he has never met her, only seen her. When Letellier asks him what is to be the eventual fate of Edmund, he tells his confidential advisor that when his brother Edmund comes to masquerade for him once again, he will dispose of him so that he can live two lives, one as King of France, the other as husband of Marguerite on the island.
Yes, that should lift me from my boredom, Letellier.
Yes, Your Majesty. Providing that Marguerite does not discover the truth.
But how can she? Nobody else has, not even my own wife.
Ah, just a moment. She did find out.
How? Oh, that's the question. If I could find out how Maria detected the difference between us, I could patch up that difference. Could I not?
Yes, Your Majesty.
Ah, I must see Maria Theresa today. I must find out how the truth was arrived at between Maria and Edmund.
She may be reticent. She is fond of your brother.
Yes, yes, indeed. Yes, I think there's more in this than meets the eye, too. Anyhow, I'll see her without delay.
Unexpected, Your Majesty.
Oh, we haven't seen each other for 24 hours. It's only natural for a king to talk with his queen, even if only for appearance's sake. Now, aren't you interested in your husband at all?
Oh, Louis, if things were only different. If only you had a little of the kindness of your brother Edmund.
Edmund?
Yes. Louis, I do want to tell you this. Your secret is safe with me. I realize that your secret is bound up with the future of France. And the future of France is bound up with the future of my country, Spain. Tell me, Louis, what have you done with Edmund?
I'm not as cruel as you think I am, Maria. Edmund lives.
You mean you have taken no revenge?
Well, he is, after all, my brother.
But you were so angry when you discovered that I knew the truth.
How did you find out the truth, Maria? How did you know that Edmund was masquerading as myself?
I would rather not speak of it.
But I want to know. Oh, my dear Maria, don't be frightened for Edmund's sake. Perhaps it had to be discovered, because, after all, you are my wife. It would be hard to conceal such a fact from you.
I don't believe you. Edmund has been executed. You swore to have revenge.
Supposing I were to tell you that Edmund is coming back.
Coming back?
Yes, coming back here to take my place once again. Would that convince you?
Why, Louis, you don't mean...
The day after tomorrow, I am called away on urgent business. Edmund will be here once again. Perhaps to resume his interesting friendship with you.
Don't say that.
Oh, but I bear you no grudge. After all, I'm not in love with you. It isn't my concern how you and Edmund feel about each other, but I am interested to know how you found out this truth.
Louis, I find it in my heart almost to believe you.
Almost. Well, why not take the plunge? Why not put your trust in me? The day after tomorrow will prove everything I say.
In that case... Well, you will not be angry with Edmund when I tell you the truth. Louis, I couldn't detect any difference.
No difference?
No, except that you seemed hard in your manner and that your brother Edmund was more understanding, more tender in his bearing.
Oh, I see. More understanding and more tender. I must try to be a little more understanding and a little more tender. It may improve the friendship between husband and wife. You detected no other difference?
None. You are alike in bearing and look. Even the voices had the same quality.
Then how did you find out?
It wasn't I who detected the difference. You see, Edmund told me the truth.
He told me?
Only because he was behaving like a gentleman. Oh, Louis, that's why he told me. I couldn't bring myself to speak of this, but now, in this new mood of yours, this understanding mood...
Oh, I'm most understanding now.
In this understanding mood, then, you will perhaps forgive your brother Edmund for all time. You see, I went to your room thinking Edmund was you. I refused to leave, and Edmund was forced to tell me the truth. He realized it wasn't fair, it wasn't right that I should be in your private rooms, believing him to be my husband.
I see. How chivalrous. How saintly of my dear brother. He is an angel in disguise, is he not?
And you aren't angry because he told me? He would have kept your secret.
Yes, but he had your feelings to consider. I understand perfectly.
And he will be coming back to take your place once again?
Most assuredly.
And where will you be going?
I? Oh, some private business, a matter of state. Oh, that's the worst of being king of a great nation. There are so many intrigues, so many undercurrents, so much treachery. And yet, in spite of it all, I enjoy the intrigue.
Is the surprise of my life. What a beautiful island.
Did you expect otherwise? Oh,
it could have been barren, desolate. A wilderness. Instead, that lovely stretch of green, the hills, the great cliffs.
And that fortress rising high on the near side of the cliff. That will be our home.
Oh, Edmund. I wouldn't exchange this island for anything else in the world. This beach that the boat is running into. So white, so clean. And the water like crystal. Oh, look, you can see to the bottom. Fish, and isn't that coral?
Somebody waits at the little pier. It's somebody I've met before, Marguerite.
But I can't see his face. Yes, I know the figure. Perhaps when he turns this
way... Oh, dear. Look, my all, it's wonderful. Marguerite, it's my guardian.
Your guardian?
Saint Mar. What on earth is Saint Mar doing on this island?
Stand here. Mind the bump, madame, as the boat draws alongside. Welcome to your island, Edmund.
Uncle! My uncle!
Be careful or you'll miss your footing.
Why, uncle, I can hardly believe my eyes. In heaven's name, what are you doing here?
You aren't informed of my office?
Your office? No.
A welcome for you, Marguerite. So you're together at last.
Yes, Monsieur Saint-Marc. It's almost too good to be true.
But, Uncle, you haven't explained. What are you doing here?
The king has appointed me your jailer, Edmund.
Jailer?
Yes, I have been appointed the governor of this island, as yet unnamed.
Unnamed? But, Uncle, the island isn't unnamed. We've found a name for it already, haven't we, Marguerite?
Have you?
Yes, monsieur. My husband has named it after me. The island of Saint Marguerite.
So besides being the name of your wife, it's also saintly.
My wife is a saint. But, Uncle, why has the king done this?
Why, I think the reason is obvious. It's one which I can only discuss with you alone, Edmund. But come, let us go up to the fortress. I want you to inspect your new home. Sit down, Edmund.
Yes, Uncle.
And now that you've settled down after the excitement of arriving, of making your wife comfortable, and of exploring the island, we can have a serious talk.
Yes, Uncle.
The king has appointed me your jailer. And as you can see, there are only a handful of men here. These men have been chosen from the border. Men who have never set eyes on the King of France. It means, Edmund, that you will never need to wear an iron mask.
Oh, but this is wonderful news, Uncle.
Unless the boat puts in. Then immediately you must be locked in this mask. For if the king knew that you were always free of it, he might change the governorship. And with somebody strict and harsh towards you, well, your life here might not be as happy as you planned.
Yes, I quite understand, Uncle.
The king chose me because I know the secret. To choose another governor would mean that somebody else would be let into this secret. You understand?
Perfectly.
Very well. Oh, another point. I hope you haven't told your wife.
No, I haven't. I realize it may put her in danger.
I'm glad she doesn't know the truth. Sometimes between a husband and wife there are no secrets, but some secrets are dangerous, this one especially.
She knows nothing. She feels that perhaps I've committed some political crime. But I've been non-committal, and because she loves me, she accepts what I do.
So we're together again, you and I. And eventually you have married Marguerite. I think we will be happy, Edmund. It's a pretty island, we're comfortable, and I see no reason why we should not be happy for the rest of our lives. Come in.
A boat has come from the mainland, Mr. Semmer. There is a letter for Mr. Martial.
A letter for me?
Thank you, thank you. You can go, Gert.
The Royal Crest? That's from the King. My uncle. My brother wants me to go to the mainland once again.
What?
To take his place once again. But, why, uncle, this time, if I carry out my work faithfully, I'm to receive a pardon.
A pardon?
Meaning that I'll be free. That Marguerite and I will be free. Why, uncle, I think I've misjudged my brother after all. This letter is the most generous I've ever read.